tail insides out. Cause everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a laugh. Yeah, and the chip stains of grease will come out in the bath.
You will never understand how it feels to live your life with no meaning or control, and with nowhere left to go. You are amazed that they exist, and they burn so bright whilst you can only wonder why. A rental flat above a shop, could you ever get a job? I spoke so fast and play some fool, pretend you
version of Elton John's Step Into Christmas. That was released as part of their 12 singles in a year type thing, the hit parade stuff they did. That was the Christmas single. The A side was No Christmas, and the B side was that very cover version that what you just got played. Diamond Dogs by David Bowie from the album of the same name that was released as a single back in 1974, getting number 21 in the UK charts. And then finally, Pulp and Common People from the Different Class album, a single in 1995, getting to number 2 in the UK charts. It looks like there is more Pulp coming next year, which is good news, I believe. Right, what is the time on this Thursday night, the last Thursday before Santa comes, everybody? I hope you're enjoying your occasional indie Christmas song.
Someone I'm always thinking about. Champagne supernova.
taken from their A Certain Evening Light anthology. That was Trembling Blue Stars and Christmas and Friendships and Things. Band were around from the 90s through to the noughties. First album came out in 1996, final album came out in 2010. And then you heard Oasis playing Supernova, taken from the What's the Story Morning Glory album. Oasis, still rumours of them reforming. Are the brothers even talking? Does anyone know? Maybe Christmas time is the time for those two to get back together and have a hug and say, all right. And, yeah, all right, I'll shut up now and play some music that you can dance to.
Away. tricks and dreams for water. All your prayers must seem as nothing. 96 below the wave, when stone is dust and there remains the only haven you can trust. And a devil in a black dress watching to stop above.
Originally released in 1993, but the version you just heard was the re-recorded 1992 version featuring Ofra Haza, also on vocals, which got to number 3 in the UK charts, which probably surprised a lot of people. I remember being fairly delighted when that came out and went into the top 3 of the charts. I mean, they had been top 10 with This Corrosion back in 1987, which got to number 7 in the UK, but hey, still, any Sisters of Mercy in the charts has got to be a good thing in my books. And then Arcade Fire, featuring a certain David Bowie on backing vocals, Reflector, title track of their album, released as a single in 2013. That got to number 44 in the UK charts. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM. It's the last Thursday before Christmas, and we may have some more Christmas songs for you before the end of the show, much like this one.
Roll the tape.
Spend the summer, hold up in a mood.
Looking pretty, won't you be here soon?
You're a Disney, could not work at all.
Little bird acts totally in the fall. Getting busy after Halloween. Mid-November, got the commissary.
Phoenix FM.
Bob Stanley was indeed born on Christmas Day. That was the name of the song, I Was Born on Christmas Day, taken from the Xmas 83 single by the band, released in 1993, featuring Tim Burgess, also on vocals there. Got to number 37 in the charts. Last Man Dancing. It's almost like I haven't quite got rid of this cold yet. Last Man Dancing was the second Jake Shears album released this year. Not the second one that released this year. It was the second album by him and was released this year. Oh, dear goodness. It was my album of the year. If you want to have a look at what my what I said about it and what all the other presenters chose for their album, the single of the year, you can find that on the Phoenix FM website. Go into music and you'll find the presenters' picks for 2023. Anyway, Last Man Dancing was my album of the year by Jake Shears. Too Much Music was the first single to be taken from it, and you heard that released back in February of this year. And then Dead Club City, taken from the album. The album was Dead Club City. The single was Welcome to the DCC, released as the first single to be taken from it back in March. Oh, dear. Nothing but Thieves, bit weird, from Southend. Not but weird, I think they're absolutely brilliant. They've gone from playing small venues in Rayleigh to headlining two nights at Wembley Arena, so that's pretty impressive, really. They've never had a top 40 single, not one, yet they're albums have gone to number 7, number 2, number 3, and Dirt Club City went to number 1 when it was released in July this year.
The kids are making snowmen out of mud. It makes me think about us. Does that mean something? Yeah, I think it does. But let's not talk about it. Conversation only makes us weak. Consequently, we don't speak. Not with conviction nor belief. I know my head, I know my feet. And they're both pointing out the door. And so I'm leaving you on Christmas Day. Forgive my timing, but I simply have a mind to run away. And I don't care what all the people say. Cause I say peace and goodwill starts with getting the hell out of here. The decorations sit and gather dust. It makes me think about us. Does that mean something? Yeah, I think it does. But let's not talk about it. Boxes of the shiny and the cheap, with nothing permanent to keep us in high spirits for a month. And when the sherry's all been drunk, there's nothing much that keeps me here. Oh my dear, I'm leaving you on Christmas Day. In truth, I think we never really liked each other anyway. And I don't care what all the people say. Cause I say peace and goodwill starts with getting the hell out of here alive. House is cold, the boiler's packing up. It makes me think about us. Does that mean something? Yes, well, I think it does. But let's not dwell upon that. They say outside it's minus 8 degrees. I swear it ain't as cold as me. I know there is no winter breeze. Can make your heart begin to freeze. I know it happened years ago. And so I'm leaving you on Christmas Day. In truth, I think we never really liked each other anyway. And I don't care what all the people say. Cause I say, have yourself a bitter little Christmas and a twisted New Year. We'll be right back.
Yeah, that's perhaps closer to my true feelings around Christmas. David Ford, Have Yourself a Bitter Little Christmas, originally appeared on his charity EP. He plays a charity gig most years called Milk and Cookies. Was originally down near in Eastbourne and then in Lewes. Recent years have seen it be on at Bush Hall, and where it was this year, in fact, just this Saturday, just gone. This was back in 2005 that came out, though, at the fifth Milk and Cookies concert. And it then also went on to appear on the album It's Not Like Christmas, which raised money for shelter. So a miserable Christmas song doing a lot of good for good causes. That is David Ford, after all. And then the Foo Fighters and Everlong, a single back in 1997 that taken from Colour and the Shape, should have got to number one everywhere. What is wrong with people? That only got to number 18 in the UK charts. Shame on you. Might have mentioned that was the first song I heard after I got married. Acoustic version, admittedly, but it was still the Foo Fighters. I thank you. Sundays, and Kinky Afro, taken from Pills and Thrills and Bellyaches. That was a single back in 1990, getting to number 5 in the UK charts. And then, of course, we finished off there with Blur, Song 2, released in 1997, taken from the band's self-titled album. That got to number 2 in the UK charts. That's it from me. I have been Gareth Williams. This has been Bumper to Bumper, a bit of a Christmas special for you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I will be back this next Thursday, and I can only finish off the show one way. Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Shame.
Uno, dos, tres.
No.
Feliz Navidad.